them just pass me by. Now the lights are going down like napkins on their plates, and I'm staring at the chair that I've been saving since 8. I know you're not coming, I know you're not just running late.
Sweet song you just heard was by Shauna Caspi, and she is a guitar-picking, classically trained folky with a sweet tooth for a good story and a sly lyrical wit and a rich, powerful voice. Who the heck wrote that? I love that.
That was me.
Is that on your dating profile? Shauna Caspi, I think I told you this on the phone when we first spoke. You know, you said to me, how did you find me? How do you know about me? You need to thank Twitter. Because, you know, when you're visiting someone on Twitter and you're looking at different things on the side, it has suggestions of people I guess Twitter thinks you might be interested in. And boy, was Twitter right. I clicked on your site and listened and watched, and I was stuck for about an hour. So thanks for stealing an hour of my life.
Well, thank you for following Twitter's recommendations.
Where were you born and raised?
I grew up in Ottawa, actually, and I moved to Toronto about 13 years ago to go to school, and then I just never left.
Man, so what... I mean, you came to Toronto because it was the scene? It's the music scene? It's the...
Well, I went to York University, so I did that for 4 years. And then I just... By that time, I had kind of grown to like living in Toronto, and I stuck around. And there's definitely a really great music scene and a music community in Toronto. So far, I've stayed here, but you never know.
I dropped your name because that's what I do, right? I'm a name dropper. It's kind of what I do. It's my thing. I dropped your name to a couple of music people. I'm surprised how many people knew you. And the reason I was surprised is because I didn't know you. Are you part of the Fingerstyle Society of Toronto?
I'm not. I do know a lot of fingerstyle guitar players, and I do know a lot of musicians in Toronto. Before I was doing music full-time, I did a lot of work in arts administration, Through that I got to meet a lot of people, and currently I'm on the board of an organization called Folk Music Ontario, so that we have a conference every year where a lot of those people show up.
Who is your musical hero?
I don't think I have just one.
So Kiss?
No, actually, I really do like the folk people. I love singer-songwriters. I really admire people who can hold an audience with just one voice and one instrument.
Me too. Have you ever heard of a guy named Tommy Emmanuel?
I have not.
Well, as a fingerstyle lady, I would highly recommend you look up Tommy Emmanuel. He is a mate of mine from Australia who now lives in Nashville. He is a certified guitar player, so says Chet Atkins. And he's a bit of a freak show. Would you not say, Tim?
I would say he's even more of a freak show than you. And me combined.
That's saying something right there. Yeah. Can you explain, Shauna, to our listeners, the difference between guitar playing and fingerstyle guitar playing?
With fingerstyle guitar playing, you use either the nails on your right hand or some kind of artificial nail or pick on your right hand to pluck each string individually or in a succession, as opposed to just taking a pick and strumming the guitar.
Okay, so for our listeners who may not understand what the heck you're talking about, give us an example of both.
All right, so I'll strum the guitar. I'm in an alternate tuning right now, but I'll just do it open. So that would just be playing the guitar.
Legend lives on from the Chippewa on down. It was very Gordon Lightfoot, yes. Okay, and?
Who does both, I think.
Yes.
And here's some finger picking.
You see, that just breaks my soul right there. I love that.
Those down-tuned notes are just the best on a guitar, man.
And what are you tuned into?
Right now, this is one of my favorite tunings. I'm in, it's kind of like a big open C. So I've got C, G, C, G, C, D.
I see. G. Stop it, Tim. Why you gotta laugh at me now? I said funny stuff before. I say something stupid and now you laugh?
I've been laughing at you all day, Drew. You just haven't noticed.
Well, listen, this young lady sings of love, travel, home, and heart, and distilling each experience into a series of vibrant snapshots colored with humor and grace and arranged with care and craft. Her latest release, is it still your latest release? Your latest?
Apartments for Lovers, yes.
Apartments for Lovers. It's a solo guitar and voice album that showcases her rich voice and remarkable fingerstyle guitar technique. Her website is Shauna Caspi, C-A-S-P-I, ShaunaCaspi.com. First song you're going to do, Shauna, is?
I'm actually going to do one that's from the album prior to that. Am I allowed to do that on the show?
This is your time, girlfriend.
All right. I figured, why not? This is a song that I wrote for a friend of mine who had just moved to Toronto, and he was kind of feeling beaten down by it and just feeling like he had made a lot of mistakes and regrets. And I just wanted to say that we all do that, and those are the things that make us who we are at every point in our lives. It's all that build up to the person that we become.
Love it. Ladies and gentlemen, live on the Drew Marshall Show, for the first time, Shauna Caspi.
This is called Breakables.
Dresser drawers, set your suitcase on the floor. And I'll give you my open ears, you and all your wandering years, everything that brought you here. Now we'll wrap your heart in silk when it's worn and weathered. Lay it on a bed of quilts filled with down and feathers. You have everything you need. The lives you left can never pass the life you lead. Bring your parachute, and I will bring my diving suit, and we'll untangle strings, hunt for clues. Now we'll wrap your waist in gold, tie the ends into my hair. I'll pin the lines and hope they hold. Bend my back to bear. And all the world you carry should have made your body ache. Instead, you move like dancers do, like the way your hip twists at the turnstile. You'll catch me across the room, smile.
arms in mine. You can let your chin rest on my shoulder. We will know love in our time. Time will tell this life to turn over. Strong. And if the words we speak are lost, they'll be carried in this song.
Intimate song. Man, that is so gorgeous.
Thanks.
Okay, so what is it about this music that, I don't know, you know, look, not everybody is a fan of every music, but for me, this stuff penetrates. Is it just because of the simplicity of it? Is it because, I mean, it can't be just the mellowness. I'm not exactly a mellow guy. So why does this stuff penetrate?
I think that it's the intimacy of that really stripped down arrangement of this kind of music. And for me personally, it's the storytelling.
Mm.
A really good story is what I want to hear.
So this, is this real life stuff? I mean, were you dumping stuff in this song that was legit happening to you and around you and things you smelled, breathed, and saw?
Yes, that is, there's always going to be something personal in any song that I write, either whether or not it's a song that's fully about me or a song that's somebody else's story, because I do both. Sometimes I write about myself and sometimes I write about other people.
It's funny, Tim, you may notice this as well, but the difference between, so I know a number of fingerstyle players, and the fingerstyle gang have a real intentionality to them. Like they have in other words, they wear watches. You have a watch, don't you?
Oh, that's just because I'm like a neurotic time
this
person.
But this is what I'm saying.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, you know, there's an intentionality in the folk crowd. Well, maybe the folk fingerstyle crowd, because I know a lot of folks. Speaking of folk, sorry, I'm having an ADD moment here. I forgot to mention to our listeners, next week on our show, performing live in studio at the same time, Mr. Fred Penner.
No way.
Nice.
Huh?
I'm
so you
jealous.
Are opening for Fred Penner. How does that feel?
That's incredible.
Yeah, Fred Penner and Ken Whiteley will be here.
Oh,
yes.
Both
of them.
So, yeah. That's a very good combo. They're going to play together at Hughes Room next weekend.
That's why they're here. Yep, that'll be a good thing. That's my church. When they do their gospel matinee on Sundays at 2 o'clock at Hughes Room, the last Sunday of every month, that's my church.
Amen, brother. Preach
just saying.
It. Preach it.
Shauna, you must have a real job, too. Do you have a real life aside from all of this?
Well, this is a real job, and it is my real job.
Don't you hate that people say that? Hey, do mom and dad, right? You know, did I touch on something there? Yes, I did.
That's our next song.
I have been doing music in this way full-time for the past year and a half or so. Before that, I was doing it part-time and working other jobs part-time, and although I've always worked in the arts, which has been really great. But yeah, I've been doing the touring singer-songwriter thing full-time, and it's worse than full-time. It's like all the time, you know, 20 hours of the day I'm doing this. I never get a break. I never get to go home and just watch TV without having to think about it.
That's good, though. Would you have it any other way?
Certainly not at the moment. You got to love it a lot if you're willing to put that into it. So I'm very happy, and I'm very grateful that I get to do this.
Let's say a garbage truck ran over your hands.
Oh, man. This is my biggest fear, Drew.
Why a garbage truck?
I don't know. What would you do? What would be?
Well, I probably couldn't play the guitar anymore unless it was at a time where they had really developed some great prosthetic hands.
Yes.
If I could still sing, that would be great. I could sing on people's albums, maybe. One of my dreams is to be someone's backup singer someday. That'd be great.
Cool.
But as I mentioned, I used to work in various arts administration jobs. So if I could not play music anymore, I would probably go back to working in arts funding, which I really liked.
Oh, like a grant getter?
A grant.
Come on, there's a better word.
A grant. There? Well, they used to call us program officers or program assistants at for example, the Arts Council.
Uh-huh.
And then it was a great job because people would call in and, you know, tell me about their dreams, and I would get to help them write the grant that would help them get it.
Yeah. But speaking of all that business, and we'll get into another song here just to give you a forewarning about this. Do you know what happened to a guy named James Linderman?
I do not know that name.
Okay. James is a buddy of mine from Newmarket, and he's been involved in the SoCan scene. I think he was an artist in residence at Berkeley. He's involved with a whole bunch of grant writing stuff. He's a brilliant singer-songwriter. And I think the two of you should work together. That's what I think. Yeah, I'm going to tell Jim about you, because he probably knows about you, but you may not know about him.
Just be warned, Jim drives a garbage truck. So.
You're a fool. Shauna, please rescue us from this nonsense with something serene and soul-grabbing.
All right, I'll play you something that's on that new album.
This is where we cover for her tuning.
Oh, that's right. No, I like listening
okay.
to tuning.
Oh, okay.
I can cover for it, too.
How do you play any songs in Dadgad?
I haven't written any in Dadgad yet. Right. I feel like I've played around with it, but I feel like every time I try to write something Dadgad...
Becomes
it just
limiting?
Sounds really Celtic.
I can
Which
see
isn't
that.
A problem.
No.
It's like the droning, bass line, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just do that again.
Yeah, just do that.
Do that again.
I can do that all day if you want.
She is the queen of hammer-ons and pull-offs. That is freak showish right there. So good. All right, sorry.
That's
what are we doing?
So this song is on the album. It's called Anchor, and it's a song for anyone who has a kind of job where... they have to leave their family in order to support their family. So certainly folk singers do that, but guys like truck drivers or lobster fishermen on the East Coast or guys from Newfoundland who have to go to Alberta to work for 6 months, those people. And so this is a song from the perspective of the person who has to stay at home and hold a household together on their own.
Beautiful. And the song again is called?
It's called Anchor.
Live on the Drew Marshall Show, Shauna Caspi.
Fancy, just some chili on the stove. Now I've been working in the garden, but I got a ways to go. Oh. Darling, you won't answer. I know you're on the road, and you hate the glare of the truck lights off the chrome. But you love the calm of the day that's gone and the late night radio. Oh. There's a quiet here I used to crave. I might deny it, but I'm counting the days. You are the anchor, I am the chain. Just hanging on till you're home again. At this rate, now there are two of us here waiting, patient for her sake. Darling, you won't answer. Maybe when you wake, we've both been sick since Wednesday, and the baby's got an earache. I tried to sing your lullaby, but the words just wouldn't take. Hey. just hanging on till you're home again.
Fantastic. Shauna Casby, live on the Drew Marshall Show. You know, I was looking at the lyrics of that song, and can I just, can you educate me on something, please, Shauna?
Sure.
The cadence in this, help me understand. So, darling, you won't answer, maybe when you awake, or maybe when you wake. We've both been sick since Wednesday, and the baby's got an earache. I tried to sing your lullaby, but the words just wouldn't take. And then you drop the words off and use some syllabic material there. What is that called? Because it's begging for another line, but then you it's kind of like you emote the second or that last line instead of, you know, use lyrics. What am I talking about? Do you have any idea?
I'm not sure if there's a poetic term for that. Not one that I know off the top of my head.
So how do you come to, like, do you just go, oh, a line doesn't fit, or I'll go, oh, oh, oh?
Sometimes I do that when I'm lazy. And
remember, they're intentional, like, Drew, so yeah, there must be a reason for that.
Right, yes.
But in this case, it's the image that I'm picturing in this song is somebody who's driving on the highway at night on their own in the car, and there's just a lot of space in that car, and if it's not the radio playing, then it might just be somebody humming or, you know, thinking of someone else, and so that those syllables were meant to just create space in that line.
I think I was just talking to a singer-songwriter last night, Danielle Todd, who will be on our show in a few weeks. She actually was supposed to be on next week, but Fred Benner bumped her.
Oh, Freddie.
Anyway, Danielle and I were talking about, especially with young girl singers, young lady singers, singer-songwriters, they get up on stage, they fill the space in their songs and around their songs, with too much clutter, and sometimes it comes out as infantile, as giddy giggling, you know, just covering for nerves, I guess, or whatever. I love how you just settle in, like you say what needs to be said, and then you shut up. Have you always been that kind of a person?
Well, I think part of
I haven't. Oh, sorry, so didn't mean to keep going.
Are you talking about song or in songs particularly?
Both.
Well, I mean, nerves are a real thing. I feel that too. But in terms of songwriting, I think I work really, really hard at the songs, and I craft them in a way that I try to make sure that that I'm not putting anything in there that doesn't need to be there, and that everything in there is making an effect on the song.
Don't do that to me while we're doing maintenance.
Yeah,
you just stopped in the middle. Tim and I were trying to arrange something.
I could have kept rambling, but I thought I was done.
That was the whole point of this conversation.
She was filling the space with nothing, so we could think about it.
Man. In fact, on that note, especially because we're on the radio, I wanted to say, I love silence. I really do. I know on the radio it's the worst thing that you can have, but...
No, it's not. It's not. It really isn't.
And that's, you know, just... dead air is such a negative thing, and I think in Western cultures, we're just so obsessed with making noise all the time, and we get nervous if everything just quiets down, but yeah. I love it, so don't worry about it. I don't mind the dead air.
Good. No, I think it's... it's one of the reasons I can't watch NFL football, is because it doesn't shut up. It is way too loud. I mean, visually and acoustically loud.
I think people are afraid to sit in silence sometimes.
Yeah.
They're afraid of what they're going to hear.
Yeah.
What?
They're afraid of what they're going to hear in the silence.
Afraid the truth is going to come
out. Prophetic.
Do you have siblings,
philosophical.
Shauna?
I have one brother.
What's he like?
He's older than me by quite a bit, so seems like he's a very different person from me. He's also very creative. He lives in Toronto. Good guy.
Yeah.
Smart guy.
Yeah. Do you wish you had a sister?
I never kind of, you know, was a kid wishing that I could get a sister.
Yeah.
I think now in my life I have so many great friends that I don't really think about it. I think I have a lot of friends who I would consider sisters.
So you're pretty much an only child in many ways.
It feels that way a lot when you're that far away from a sibling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a sister that's 7 years older, and sometimes I wonder if I have only child complex. You know, the attention needs to be on me. Anything to say about that, Tim?
Commercial break?
Okay, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. Folks, a very short break, and we'll be right back with more of Shauna Caspi here on The Drew Marshall Show. Stay with us. Tunes you're listening to are from Shauna Caspi, and Shauna's in studio with us. Quite a serendipitous meeting, actually. We shared about this earlier. I unfortunately, and I'm embarrassed to admit this, but I knew nothing of your music. And then all of a sudden, on the sidebar of Twitter, I saw that they kept at me, actually. That was like one day after the next, I finally clicked on you and listened to you. I said, oh, we got to get this girl on the show. So thank you for making the big drive in from the city.
Thanks for having me.
Any upcoming gigs you want to tell our listeners about, Shauna?
I'm off to Ottawa next week for some shows in that area. But in terms of Toronto gigs, I'm going to be opening for a great band called Trent Severn at the Acoustic Harvest Series in the East End on February 7th. And then the weekend after that, I'm playing Winter Folk along the Danforth in Toronto. And then the weekend after that, I'm actually going to be playing inside the Toronto Outdoor Adventure Show.
Whoa,
so if you're going to that.
Inside the Toronto Outdoor Adventure Show.
Yeah, they have musical entertainment, and I did it last year, and it was a lot of fun, so I'm going to do it this year as well.
Good.
So if you're there, you can do that. Everything's on my website in terms of times and dates and all that.
I want to encourage our listeners every time we do this segment of our show to not just sit back, listen, and enjoy the music, but to support our local artists. So obviously, other than going to paid gigs, how many CDs could they... Do you have 1, 2, 17, none? How many... Can we buy stuff from you?
Yes, you can do that online as well, or at any of my live shows. I have 3 CDs at this point.
Okay.
As we mentioned, the most recent one is Apartments for Lovers. And I also do these little paintings of places that I see when I'm on tour, these landscapes. And I usually have a couple of those on hand when I'm at shows as well for sale.
Okay, I wasn't going to go here, but I am now. You stink of creativity. I mean, it just oozes out of you, whether it's your playing or your artwork or the, you know, even just the ability to sit in silence is still, I think, a creative aspect of someone. Do you think this is genetic? Did you get this from your parents? Are either of them like you? Are you an anomaly? are we adopted? I mean, what? Where does this come from, do you think?
I really don't know. It wasn't, you know, like I was one of those families where we would get together and jam after dinner or anything like that. We didn't do that.
Right.
I went to an arts high school when I was in high school, so that certainly helped. And when I was a young kid, I was singing in choirs a lot, which I think is what led me to the arts high school. And by the time I was there, I think definitely high school and being in a place like that, which if you haven't been in one, it's exactly like the movie Fame.
Is not.
It really is.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so not, picture that's not that. What you meant, Tim. No, don't picture Tim singing, please. Yes.
And
picture
so that environment, dancing around. That environment, I think, was definitely conducive to me going on and studying fine arts in university. And once I got to university and living in Toronto, then it was just everywhere.
Yeah, but before all of that came the creativity. I mean, you didn't go to, you know, fine arts school or whatever, unless you were creative. So, when was the first time you had any self-awareness of the creativity that was oozing out of you? Do you remember?
I was definitely a crafty kid. I really liked to draw and make, you know, puppets and paintings and all kinds of little crocheted things when I was a kid. Yeah. So I think I just enjoyed that form of expression. And then getting into music, I took piano lessons as a kid, which was kind of a thing that in my time, all the kids did it, just something that you did. And I just loved that medium, and I just went on and kept doing it in different ways.
Do you, I think it's Bob Dylan that says of the days where he was most prolific, he doesn't know where that came from. It was a time where it came from somewhere outside of him, into him. But that hasn't happened for many, many years. So he really feels, in other words, whether it was God or spiritual or I don't know, whatever, but it was an outside thing that came into him. And he was a little unaware of it, but then later, hindsight, he looked back and went, wow, that was a really trippy time. Do you think there are outside influences in creativity, or is it all internal? Does it all come from within?
I think it's about having the ability to be tuned in to everything around you. And I have recently come up with a new personal view about inspiration. I used to believe that I would sit around and when I was inspired, I'd be inspired. And if I wasn't, I could complain about how I was, you know, having a writer's block or whatever. And I had the opportunity to do a writing project a couple years ago that was funded by the Toronto Arts Council. I'm doing another one right now where I had to write a certain number of songs in a certain period of time. And I couldn't just, you know, make the excuse that I wasn't writing. So I started doing directed writing exercises every day. And so I was doing the work every day. But even if I wasn't writing the actual song, I had the practice going on. And then when I did have that, I would call it an external influence of some kind, then I could use those tools and write the song. And I found that in that process and having the advantage of time to actually focus just on writing, I already found that I was more tuned into everything that was going on around me. Like, it was kind of like everything was buzzing. And that was the right scenario to be inspired, I found.
Interesting. For me, I just thought it was acid.
I haven't tried acid.
No, just not.
But I don't doubt that there's something in there.
Can you please again rescue us? Please do another song for us, Shauna.
I'm going to play a song that's off the record, but it's one that I often get asked to play wherever I go. And it's a song that sounds like it might be about women, and there are a lot of women in the song, but it's actually a song about everybody. And what I'm trying to say in the song is I want people to speak up when they think that something's wrong, when they think that they can help, And when we do that as a group, we have a lot more power than when we do it just one person. The voice is much louder and can be a lot more effective. And so I'm hoping, especially here in Canada, where we take that for granted a lot, we should be doing that more.
Great concept.
So this is called Not So Silent.
Beautiful. Again, live in the Drew Marshall Show, Shauna Caspi.
For the sisters who are stolen and the missing person files, the stories unreported that never go to trial. Names that are ignored by a country in denial. We are louder, we are louder than them. For the daughters who have disappeared when they stood to disobey. When a life that's lived in freedom is a threat to some old way. The sentence is cut short when there is so much more to say. We are louder, we are louder than them. We will not be silent, and we will not be ashamed. We will not sit still and bend our will in honor's name. Don't come for permission, there are no warning shots. We are the voices that call out those who cannot. Worn, don't walk alone down streets we thought we knew. And suddenly we're reckless, and the consequences due to the men who just can't help themselves and the courts who wave them through. We are louder, we are louder than them. To the officer who looked at her and said she was to blame. Woman charged in self-defense when the judge denied her claim. The history that haunts us and the fear that never goes away. We are louder, we are louder than them. We will not be silent, and we will not be shamed. And we will not sit still and bend our will in honor's name. There are no warning shots. We are the voices that call out those who cannot. There are no isolated incidents. We are not isolated innocents. It's more than just coincidence, and we are louder. Urgency that drives us, and mercy that survives us. It's her and him and I and us, and we're louder. Oh, we are louder than them. We are louder. We are louder than them. So let's choose change to counter danger. Love the company we keep. Rise to those who challenge us and dare to call us weak. When equality has fallen, the language that they speak. We are louder, we are louder than them. We will not be silent, and we will not be shamed. We will not sit still and bend our will in honor's name. Permission. There are no warning shots. We are the voices that call out those who cannot. We are the voices that call out those who cannot. We are the voices that call out those who cannot.
So well done. thank you, Shauna Casby, for coming on to the show and doing your thing. Man, just, I'm a fan. Tim, can I get a little little props from you on how amazing the singer-songwriters are that have come into the studio?
So, because it's radio, I am now reaching my fist out to Drew.
You have very good taste, Drew.
I thought you wanted props.
Stop.
Dude, you nail it, man.
I know.
I love coming in just for this. I don't like hanging out with you, but this music part at the end's awesome.
Well, folks, that is the end of our show. Thank you very much for tuning in. And remember, if you don't sin, Jesus died for nothing.
Like a trooper, and I'm drinking like a bob. I'm a liberal backslider, and it sure is a lot of fun. Well, I take a stand on justice. Well, I take a stand.